This is Mrs. Young. I work at McQuestion, and I'm a reading specialist today. Let's start off by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, now for today's activity. I'm going to start off with a question. What is an onomatopoeia? Today's activity is going to include some, so if you don't know, hang tight and see if you can be a detective and figure it out. So we are going to do for our activity today a think aloud, and it's on a book with no pictures. Now, that's the title of the book, and it's true. There's no pictures. And we're going to focus on questioning while we do it. Now, readers ask questions to understand the story and things they read and to help clarify or make things make sense. And there's different ways you can question when you're reading. You can question what happened. You can question what's going on. You can question the information the author is giving you. Maybe you want to learn or do some research on it to find out even more about it. Or you can just question things in general, like why would an author do that? Why would the illustrator draw that? And speaking of why did the author and illustrator draw that, the book we're reading today is very special, like I said. It's a picture book with no pictures. Very strange. So before we begin, there are two things you're going to need for this activity, a pencil and paper. I'm going to give you a minute to get that and be right back. First things first, write your name on the paper. Okay. Now, I want you to write your age. Just put the number down. You don't have to write the word. Okay, good. Now, write your teacher's name. If you don't remember the best way to spell it or how you're supposed to spell it, just do your best. We'll figure it out. All right, good job. Now, I want you to write what school you go to. Now, you don't have to write the whole word. If you go to Center Township, you can write CT. If you go to McQuestion, write MCQ. If you go to Conno, write CONNL. You don't have to, Emily Britton, EB. You don't have to do the whole thing, but put something on there so I can figure out what school you go to. And finally, you're going to write to Mrs. Young at McQuestion at MCQ. I'll tell you that again. Write to Mrs. Young at MCQ. Now, we're going to come back to this later, so just put that aside and be prepared to listen to a crazy story. Now, why on earth would an author write a picture book with no pictures? That seems crazy. Now, since you can't see the cover of the book, I'm going to describe it to you right now. Usually picture books are bright and colorful with pretty pictures that tell you more about the story. Not this one. It's plain white with black letters. Every single page. White page, black letters. The only color in the whole book is the author's name, which is blue. Now, there's no illustrator's name. Do you know why? Because there's no pictures. All right, I guess we'll have to read to find out what the author might have been thinking to do something crazy like this. Now, I'm not sure what all is going to go on in the inside of this book, but each time I stop to talk to you, I'm going to say time out first. That way you know I'm not reading and I'm just talking to you. All right, here we go. The Book with No Pictures by B.J. Novak. This is a book with no pictures. It might seem like no fun to have someone read you a book with no pictures. Time out. I'm going to stop here. do you agree with the author that it's no fun to read a book with no pictures? I don't think it's true, but maybe you don't agree with me. I know when I read a story without pictures, I like to try to imagine what's happening in my mind and create my own pictures. But let's continue to see if the answer's in the story. Or maybe I have to infer and figure it out for myself. Let's continue. It probably seems boring and serious, except here is how books work. Everything the words say, the person reading the book has to say, no matter what. Time out. Wait a minute. So what this book is saying is, I have to read whatever the words say, no matter what? That's the rule? Uh-oh. Could this be trouble for me as the reader? How? How could that lead to trouble for me? Let's take a brief pause, and I want you to talk to someone nearby about how this could be trouble for me. And if you're alone, that's okay. Just see what you can think of. All right, so let's see if this does bring trouble. So far, the book hasn't quite answered my question about if a book with no pictures would be boring. But let's keep reading to see if we can figure this out. All right, that's the deal. That's the rule. So that means even if the words say bork, wait, what? That doesn't even mean anything. Bork. Wait a second. What? This isn't the kind of book I wanted to read. And I have to say every word the book says? Uh-oh. All right, time out. So far, I think the text is showing me this is not a boring book. But let's keep reading and see if it stays that way. I am a monkey who has taught myself to read. Hey, I'm not a monkey. And now I am reading this book to you with my monkey mouth and my monkey voice. That's not true. I am not a monkey. Yes, I am a monkey. Also, I am a robot monkey. What? And my head is made of blueberry pizza. Wait a second. Is this whole book a trick? Can I stop reading, please? No? And now it's time for me to sing you my favorite song. A song? Do I really have to sing a... Time out. Okay. So far, I've been forced to say some ridiculous nonsense words. To call myself not only a monkey, but a robot monkey. To say my head is made of blueberry pizza, and I just don't know how that could possibly work, by the way. And now I have to sing you a song? You know, despite what the words say, I have a funny feeling this is definitely not going to be my favorite song. How could the author even know what my favorite song is? I wonder what will happen next. I did peek ahead, though, and I know I saw an onomatopoeia on the next page. So listen carefully to some of the words and see if you can pick it out. Here we go. Glug, 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 my face is a bug. I eat ants for breakfast right off the rug. What? This book is ridiculous. Can I stop reading yet? No? There are more pages? I have to read the rest? My only friend in this whole wide world is a hippo named Boo Boo Butt. Boo Boo Butt. And also, the kid I'm reading this book to is the best kid ever in the history of the entire world. Oh, really? Time out. All right, best kid in the world. I sound ridiculous. I hope you like my song, but it was definitely not my favorite song. So it would seem that not only is my head a pizza, my face is a bug, and I certainly don't eat bugs off of the rug. Hope you don't believe that nonsense. And And I certainly don't know any hippos, nor are they my best friend. Why is the author making me do this? All right, Mr. B.J. Novak, what did I ever do to you? I can say this, though. I think I can answer for sure the question about whether or not this book is boring. This book is many things, but boring is not one of them. Do you agree? Let's keep going, best kid in the world, and see what is next. And this kid is the smartest kid, too, because this kid chose this book, even though it had no pictures. Because kids know this is the book that makes grown-ups have to say silly things and make silly sounds like, oh, no, here it comes. Blaggity, blaggity, glibbity, globbity, globbity, glibbity. Boop, boop. Badoingy face. Oh, time out. Now, I know there are onomatopoeias on that page, and I'm going to read it again. Oh, goody. You see if you can figure out what any of them were. Ready? Glurrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr Brug. 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 Oomph. Oomph. Blaggity, blaggity, glibbity, gloppity, gloppity, glibbity. Boop, burp. Badoingy face. What'd you think? Did you hear any? A few pages back, I actually said the definition of an onomatopoeia. Talk to somebody nearby about what you think an onomatopoeia is and which ones you might have heard. All right, one final clue. When I finish this book, an onomatopoeia will be one of the last words that I read. And I'm also going to read that last ridiculous page one more time. All right, let's finish. Glurwaka, magrumfadoo, ay, 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 broog, broog, broog. Blaggity, blaggity, glibbity, glubbity, glubbity, glibbity, beep, burp, yee, ba-doingy face. Oh, my goodness. Please don't ever make me read this book again. It is so silly. In fact, it is completely and utterly preposterous. Next time, please, 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 please choose a book with pictures. Please? Because this is just too ridiculous to read. The end. Bonk. I didn't want to say that. All right. Did you hear the onomatopoeia? I'll give you a huge hint on this one. It was the word bonk. Bonk is a fun word. Because it is a word for a sound. And that is what an onomatopoeia is. It's a sound word. So when you say the word, it almost sounds like the noise it makes. Kind of like squeak, screech, crash, or bang. So this is where that piece of paper is going to come in. You wrote your age on top. So your age is the number of onomatopoeia words I want you to write on this page. So if you're 5, I want you to come up with 5 onomatopoeias. If you're 9, then I want you to think of at least 9 onomatopoeia words. Got it? Now, when you're done and we get back to school, I want you to turn it into your teacher. Anyone who turns it in and sends it to me in a question will get a special prize sent back to you. Sound good? Okay. Now, let's get back to talking about the story. So, as we are reading, what big ideas or themes did you get from it? Now, a theme is like what the story is all about. So we're going to take another pause, and I want you to talk to someone or just think to yourself about what you think the theme was and why an author would write a book like this. Do you think he was trying to teach us something? Is he trying to entertain us? Did he want us to do something? I want you to think about that, and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. I'm not sure what you came up with, but I personally think that the author wrote this just to make us laugh. I think the theme is to be ridiculous. Have fun with it. I think the author was trying to show us that reading can be fun, and it doesn't have to be serious all the time. And I don't know about you, but I definitely think that this was not a serious book. And to go back to our question earlier, it was many things, but boring is definitely not one of them. Now, we've been sitting for a while, or at least I have, so let's play a little game with onomatopoeia. I'm going to say an onomatopoeia, and I want you to get up and act like something that would make that noise. So I'll give you an example. First, if I said the word squeak, you could act like a mouse, or you could act like a creaky door swinging back and forth. Ready? Here's the first one. Vroom. Act like something that makes the sound vroom. All right, what are you? Are you a race car or a motorcycle? All right, let's try the next one now. Are you ready? Roar. Act like something that says roar. What are you this time? Are you a bear or a lion? All right, next noise. Boom! What can you do for boom? Did you stomp around? Pretend to be a dinosaur walking? There's a lot of different things you could do for boom. So let's do two more. Here's the next one. Whoosh! Act like something that makes the noise whoosh. So what were you? Were you wind? Were you water? All right, last one. I want you to act like something that says, yes. All right, what were you this time? Snake? A lizard? See if you can maybe come up with some more or play with someone else and think of all the noise words you can make. And how you could act it out. All right, great job. I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. Don't forget, you can find all of your regular assignments and your teacher's office hours on the Butler Area School District website. If your parents did not receive an email from your building with your assignments, please have them let your teacher or your principal know. We want everyone to be able to keep learning, even though we aren't able to be at school. And don't forget, write down your onomatopoeias. When we get back, give them to your teacher. Your teacher will send them to me, Mrs. Young, at McQuestion, when we get back to school, and then I'll send you back a prize. And thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. Have a great Easter break, and I hope I get to see everyone soon. We miss you.